You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Is Marvel starting to change their movie formula? In the recent content that Marvel has put out, the projects, the series, with the way it's gone about the endings and the tones of the projects, films, and series it's put out, it seems Marvel is starting to do a shift. And if you look at how Hollywood and other creators and directors and producers and actors and, you know, filmmakers and just thespians in general are reacting to, like, the whole superhero wave, they're all, like, bitter about it. And it seems that Marvel is trying to prevent superhero fatigue with what's going on with the likes of the Loki series. If you saw how it ended, it not only did it end dark, but it ended, the tone of it was, the tone of, like, the entire series was actually much more darker and mischievous. You look at What If, the endings are like, first of all, the What If episodes themselves are dark, and then they end with a dark, unhappy kind of ending with, like, Infinity War, almost like an Infinity War ending where it's like, oh, Thanos destroys half the universe, and then boom, credits. It's like, wait, what? Because, you know, there's a lot of these directors and I'm sure fans as well and actors that are like, you know, these Marvel movies have the same formula, da 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 da. And it seems Feige, who is anybody, if anybody knows, probably one of the most, one of them definitely will go down in history as one of the most genius people in film. It looks like he plans ahead, but he also plans strategically, but he also plans in a way where it could be flexible to change. And then that, I guess, explains their new style of making contracts for actors. Their style of making contracts for actors is like, now it's changed. It's like, it's not long. They don't have long form contracts like they used to, the way Bucky and Iron Man and Black Widow had, or Captain America. They change it now. Now I think the contracts are like, they have adjusted them basically. And I wonder if this is a sign to show you, like, you know, the MCU will get darker. Now I know I've heard from other channels that the MCU is planning on getting darker and more brutal with their fights and more, you know, vicious. Of course, and that made me assume, is it to introduce other characters like, you know, Deadpool or Moon Knight and Blade, to get a more vicious, darker tone and feel to and vibe to the movies? But I mean, the endings, like, What If? Look at What If. It had me thinking, like, whoa, Marvel is trying to prepare us for something that is to come. So I say that to say, be prepared, because the Marvel formula is changing and we will start to see some changes. And honestly, we have already started to see changes. So I'm saying, all you Marvel fans out there, be prepared, because the tone is going to change. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you, and have a great day.